WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Director Jonathan Demme's films include the concert movie Stop Making Sense, the quirky Melvin and Howard, and the offbeat Something Wild. Demme's new film, which opens this weekend, is a romantic comedy called Married to the Mob. Film critic Stephen Schiff has this review.
Jonathan Demme is a director with a very special gift. He knows what makes characters likable. Now, most art forms can do without likable characters. I mean, is Raskolnikov likable? Do we feel like chatting up Don Giovanni or tossing back a few with old King Lear? The very question seems absurd. But there's something in the alchemy of movies that demands companionable characters. From Charles Chaplin to Woody Allen, from Jean Renoir to Jean-Luc Godard, likableness has been a serious artistic concern. It's not enough for a character to be nice. As Demme himself once told me, we like a character because of the way he behaves. And in a Jonathan Demme movie, the flow of pleasing behavior is as sinuous and revelatory as a superbly composed aria. Watching it, you realize that likableness functions in movies the way the flow of song functions in an opera, the way the flow of language operates in the theater, or the flow of articulated thought in a novel. It's the movie's circulatory system. In the mafia comedy Married to the Mob, Demme begins daringly by making his characters instantly dislikable. As Angela DeMarco, the dazzling wife of an up-and-coming hitman, Michelle Pfeiffer is prickly and withdrawn, and snooty about mixing with the other mob wives. She's having some troubles with her husband.
Your life is so bad. You have a beautiful house, you have plenty of money, you have a great kid, you have a husband who loves you. What more do you want from me?
I want a normal life. I'm sick and tired of the gambling, the guns, bailing you out of jail, never knowing when you're gonna come home, if you're gonna come home. Look at this place. Everything we wear, everything we eat, everything we own fell off a truck.
Shh, take it easy, baby.
But Angela's marital troubles are soon over. The mob boss, played to the hilt by Dean Stockwell, rubs out her husband and then puts the moves on Angela. So our heroine gives up the vulgar splendor of Long Island and flees with her young son to Manhattan's grim Lower East Side. Now we meet FBI agent Mike Downey, played by Matthew Modine. He's following Angela because he thinks she'll lead him to Dean Stockwell. At first, we don't like Modine either. He's a stiff-necked, soap-scrubbed throwback to the J. Edgar Hoover era. But even these character details are tossed at us with a wink. And it isn't long before Pfeiffer and Modine begin to exude that yummy radiance that marks Demme's best characters. And as Demme launches the stream of tiny revelations that will seduce us into loving them, he brings his camera in closer and closer. Watching this movie is like taking part in a mating dance. The more we see of these two, the hungrier we grow for their next gesture or grin. The movie pops with in-jokes, outre bits of casting, little eager-to-please moments that do. Demme's camera circles and tilts, and the underrated actress Mercedes Ruel delivers a luscious, bombs-away performance as Stockwell's infernally jealous wife. Like all Demme's films, Married to the Mob is about second chances, about good people who've screwed up and are trying to start all over. And the movie's slapsticky broadness sometimes sabotages the intimacy Demme needs to make that theme touching. But no matter. Demme has pulled apart the gangster comedy genre and then hammered it back together again, to accommodate his own peculiar interests. The result is jumpy, romantic, and very, very funny.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair and a contributing correspondent to West 57th.